Have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
See, now somebody's thinking on this goddamn show. Oh, Santana, yeah. Well, whether you lost a bet, you found us by accident, too lazy to change the channel, don't know how to change the channel, whatever the reason being, congratulations, boys and girls, and God help you all, you have found Sports Overnight America. God, this is good. Listen to this, man. This is what mescaline can do for you people. Not that we're advocating. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. To the strains of Santana's soul sacrifice in the background, I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster of a radio program. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529, that is the phone number here. 202-456-1414, that's the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line. Just a tip, and I found this out during the Bush administration numerous times. They have caller ID. 413-842-7340, that was my childhood phone number in Agawam, Massachusetts. My family doesn't live there any longer. I have no idea who has the number. But, you know, give them a call, knock yourself out, tell them I said hi. Lots going on, of course. The Super Bowl of NASCAR took place on Sunday in Daytona, the Daytona 500. You may have heard of it. We're going to chit-chat about that in just a little bit with the stat man from the Speed Freaks. Also, Anthony Davis, man. Tell me he's not going to get some tonight. We didn't hear New Orleans took care of Detroit, 111-106. Mr. Davis, he went off just a little bit. 59 points, 20 boards. Not a bad night's work. But congratulations goes out to former Dallas Cowboy wide receiver Joseph Randall. He was arrested on assault and drug possession charges on Saturday. It was his fifth arrest in 17 months. Second in the last 30 days. That is some quality life skills that man has right there. We'll talk about that later. Oh, also we'll be talking with LeGrand Fromage Dom of the Crockpot Mamas, the great Lisa Kosich. She'll be joining us at 40 past the hour, but we come back from the Speed Freaks. We're going to talk to the stat man, talk about the closest Daytona 500 in history. Yeah, in history. And it's a pretty lengthy history. So we'll figure it out when we come back. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Entertainment centers all over the Midwest have turned for decades to Moss Distributing of Des Moines. That's right, if it's a coin-operated, swipe card-activated, and it's providing amusement, chances are it's from Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Moss Distributing has the latest in video games, jukeboxes, pool tables, to name just a few. All over the Midwest, businesses turn to Moss Distributing. For the best in sales, service, dependability, and experience, Terry Moss and Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Go Iowa Hawkeyes!
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Flags up! Now that I have your attention, it's time to address how you call yourself a fan. Tell me, Lieutenant, just how long have you been a fan of your favorite team?
All my life, sir.
And you, Cadet, do you fly a flag of said favorite team?
No, sir.
And you, are you aware that Heartland Flagpoles and Custom Flags has every flag from every team, for every sport, almost, and offers free shipping when you buy online?
I am now, sir.
Good. Then immediately following this commercial, you are to visit HeartlandFlagpoles.com and order a flag today. Do I make myself clear?
Sir, yes, sir.
Dismissed.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Get the pace car!
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be pumped!
Oh, hell yeah! Oh, this!
Ah, screw sports, man. This is Otis.
Shit! Let me hear the whole crowd! Shit! Everybody say it! Shit! And a little bit louder! Shit! In the morning.
I mean, if this doesn't give you a Category 5 case of the screaming thigh sweats, I'm sorry, man. You just ain't living. June 1967, Monterey, California. And he was dead 6 months later. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. 1-800-8-7. I don't want you to call. Screw the number. We're talking with LeGrand Dom Fromage of the big Crock-Pot Mamas coming up later this hour, the great Lisa Kozich. But now joining us is a gentleman you can hear from time to time. Well, not time to time. Weekly here. Sundays, 7 o'clock Pacific with the Speed Freaks with Kenny Sargent, the Rat Bastard himself, and Crash Gladys. Talking a little Daytona 500. For those of you who have not, who are unaware of such things, it took place on Sunday, once again in Daytona, Florida. And it was the closest Daytona 500 ever. Now, for those of you who are math geeks, you'll understand this. For the rest of us, try to wrap your heads around this. 1/100th of a second. It takes 1/50th of a second for you to blink your eyes. That's how close this puppy was. And figure this, all this nonsense out and let us know what this means for Denny Hamlin, which means he gets a lot of money, and what this means for poor Martin Truex, 1/100th of a second. We talked to the stat man here from the Speed Freaks on Sports Overnight America. Bill, thanks for doing this, my friend. Oh, wait a minute. There you are. Sorry, wrong switch. My part. My problem. Go ahead.
Maybe we should get the Grand Dame Fromage to do the thing.
The Grand Dame Fromage. That means the big cheese chick. And that's probably not very politically correct, but I don't care. Hey, Bill, 1/100th of a second. Now, for those of you who are how do they figure that out? Well, somebody with math skills light years beyond mine and Bill's figured out that 8 inches at going perhaps roughly 200 miles an hour comes out to 1/100th of a second. Okay, good for them. They're smarter than we are. But that, I mean, I didn't see the end of it because I was drunk or something. But that, I mean, the last lap itself, I mean, going into the last lap, I mean, Denny Hamlin, I mean, he led like 95 laps, but he was coming in, he was in fourth going into the last lap of this puppy. And I mean, that had to be, I mean, this had to be one of those. Did everybody know who won the race when the race was over, or did they have to wait a second or two?
Well, he had to wait about 30 seconds before somebody could tell him, because when he called his crew on the radio, they were all screaming, and he didn't know what they were screaming about. Oh, so finally everybody got their act together and told him, hey, you won the race, dude.
One 100. I mean, look, I mean, nothing against Martin Truex Jr., and he always gets to say, hey, I lost the closest ever. But this, I mean, one 100th of a second. This is one of those deals where it's more luck. I know this is going to say, when I saw the end of this, he was leading by 8 inches with a foot to go in this, or like 2 feet to go in this race. And he lost 16 inches in 1/50th of a second. Something like that. If you're Martin Truex Jr., and this is a guy, he's not hurting for money. He's a good driver. He's got a good team. He's got good sponsorship. But is this the kind of thing where he's just got to be saying to himself, son of a bitch?
Yeah, at some point this evening, that probably crossed his lips. But, you know, he's a guy who he is enjoying his life because his significant other, his girlfriend, who they've had a lengthy relationship.
Right.
She's recovering from, you know, some pretty serious health issues.
Right. Didn't she have like stage 3 cancer at one point or something?
Yeah. She had some serious cancer that they opened her up and it was everywhere. And they almost closed her back and said, never mind. But she recovered. Right. And so.
Pick and choose your battles, basically, is what you're saying. If you're Martin Truex, hey, you know, it would have been nice to win. I still have my wife.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, everything is all relative. But consider this, if you were a betting man, this is Denny Hamlin in car number 11. He started 11th in the race, and this was his 11th Daytona 500. So if you were going to go to the window, that might be where you put your money, right?
That would be exactly where I put the money. The one thing I would like to talk about, and I heard some people bitching about this. I was reading some blogs about it. I actually heard Kenny Sargent, the Rat Bastard himself, talking about this during the Speed Freaks. And it was about Kenny Wallace. Not Kenny Wallace, but Kenny Waltrip. No, Mike Waltrip. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Michael.
I mean, this is a guy now. He's been in at least 500 races, and he's won, four of them. And I don't think he's won a race now going on 10 years. But there was an argument being made that, you know, maybe he should kind of slide out of the way and let some newer blood in there because he's basically just taking up space right now. But I remember, you know, going back 20 years ago, there were people running in the Daytona 500 who were fan favorites. Perfect example was Dick Trickle, who never won a damn thing in NASCAR, but he always ran in the Daytona 500. What seems to be the problem that people are having with Mr. Waltrip?
Michael Waltrip has run 781 races in 31 years, and he's won 4 of them.
So he's due.
He was.
Come on, that was there.
you might say that, yeah. But, you know, I think that they ought to take these teams, like they do in soccer, and relegate them to lower categories. They should do that with drivers. If you haven't won in 5 years, then you ought to go back to maybe the Xfinity series, the lower forms like AAA ball, until you earn enough points to get back into the majors. Because right now the same people are taking up all the seats, and you never get any new faces in the sport. And there's a lot of good drivers out there who never get a chance.
Well, how much of it do you think, when it's speaking specifically about Walter, how much do you think of it may have something to do with about his brother D.W.?
I think it's got a lot to do with it. His brother had a great career and won championships. Michael didn't, hasn't, and won't.
Right.
So, I still think he's very popular with the sponsors. So they keep coming on board. And if you have the money to race, you go racing.
Well, but the bottom line is, ka-ching. If he's bringing money, if he can get big sponsors, if he can get, Maxwell House is his big sponsor. I mean, Maxwell House Coffee, we're not talking chump change here. If Maxwell House Coffee wants to dump a King's Ransom into NASCAR, NASCAR is not going to say, hey, listen, Mike, you suck, get out.
And he's done a lot of things to bring in Aaron's. Is it Aaron's, the people that rent?
Aaron's, yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
That was one of his major sponsors, and he bought into the sport and they stayed with him for a long time. So, yeah, if he's very popular with people, people tend to gravitate towards him. They like him, even if he's not winning. So sponsors go to him. That winning's not important to sponsors. Exposure is. So, yeah, they stick with him. But as long as guys like him, Bobby Labonte, As long as they come around, they win once every 15 or 20 years, then you know there's no chance for new people to come in and have a chance for a career also.
Let's talk about a couple of people in this race that everyone's looking at to a degree. The pole sitter, I almost said Bill Elliott. he doesn't race anymore, but his kid, he had some problems. But you know what? You know, first time out at the Daytona 500, I'm sure there were some nerves involved. I know he went into the infield and he was out. He came back maybe 30 or 40 laps later. I mean, this is not the kind of thing where they're just going to say, hey, that was your chance, kid, you're done. But he's driving in Jeff Gordon's 24 car. It was weird not to see Gordon actually out on the track. I mean, his car was out there, but to see him not on the track for the first time in almost 20 years now, that was kind of strange to see, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there were two important people that weren't out there. My favorite is Tony Stewart. He was in an accident, hurt his back, lower back, and he is not going to be around for a while.
And this was supposed to be his swan song year for him as well, wasn't it?
Right, exactly. He said this was going to be his final year. So this was his last chance to win the Daytona 500 unless he comes back and runs next year's race or, you know, some race in the future.
Will some team let him do that on a part-time basis, let him pick and choose his races just on the off chance he may win?
Well, he has his own team, so he can Stewart-Haas Racing. If he wants to go racing, he could pull a car off the shelf and dust it off and go out.
It's nice to have that kind of pull, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, you know? I mean,
the stat man joins us here from the Speed Freaks here on Sports Overnight America, talking Daytona 500. You can hear the Speed Freaks Sundays, 7 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Sports Byline Radio Network, as well as on Sirius and XM Channel 93. Talking about money real quick, Danica Patrick, she brings in a lot of bucks. GoDaddy, she gets a lot. I mean, she's a big name. She sells the calendars. She sells the merchandise. She can't win a damn race. She did not look good in this Daytona 500 at all.
Well, they say that this might be her last year of she's like Michael Waltrip. She's very popular. Fans gravitate towards her.
No, she's like Kournikova, the tennis player. Gorgeous, sells a lot, makes a lot of money. Everyone knows who she is. She can't win a damn thing, though.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever it takes. Sponsors want to back people that get a lot of attention from the fans. So, yeah, she'll be out there for a while, but she's hasn't won a race, hasn't come close to winning a race, and some people are saying this might be her last year. But as long as people are out there spending money on people that want to attract fans, she's got an opportunity. So she's going to be around for a while.
I want to talk about something real quick. We got about three minutes left here. Something, it just struck me as odd thinking about, I mean, I'd been to NASCAR races back in the early 90s. I dated a girl who worked for Ford Motor Company. It was a lot of fun. And I remember Chevy, Ford, and now you're seeing, I mean, it's just odd to see Toyota in there being one of the big deal cars making the ways. I mean, I think, the top five, I think three of them were Toyotas or four of them were Toyotas in the top five finishes. Doesn't it seem a bit odd that Toyota, I'm not saying out of nowhere, but Toyota's starting to become the name right now in NASCAR. Not Ford, not Chevy. Chevy's actually fallen way by the wayside, but Toyota's making a name for themselves now.
Yeah, well, Toyota won the Toyota driver Kyle Busch won the championship last year. They were very strong with Joe Gibbs Racing, and four of the top five finishers today were on Toyotas.
In the Great American Race too, you got Toyota winning four of the top five finishes.
Toyotas are built in the United States. The Camrys are built in Ohio. And
how many people know that? Let's be honest here. How many people really know that, you think?
But still, you know, I mean, they're American on some level. But again, if you want to spend the money, if Kia wanted to come in and build cars to race at the Great American Race, you think NASCAR is going to tell them no?
I won't be happy until I see a Prius out there. I just think that would be the coolest thing in the world. Hey, so they have next week off, 2 weeks. Where are they running now?
No, they go to Atlanta, I think.
Atlanta. What? Okay, looking at Denny Hamlin wins the Daytona 500. Good on him. Martin Truex came in a close second. He had some other guys looked really good towards the end there. I mean, the whole final lap thing was really interesting. Kevin Harvick looked pretty good at times. What are you looking forward to now that you see, okay, this is what people have got, this is what people are doing, this is what people have going for them going into the season now that we have the Daytona 500 out of the way? What did you take away from this, aside from the people who were actually in there like right at the end? What did you see that impressed you about other drivers?
There's nothing you could take away from the Daytona 500 because it's a different kind of race. They have what's called restrictor plates, so the cars can't go too fast.
Right.
Next week, they won't have that at Atlanta. So we really don't know what the season is going to be yet. Denny Hamlin had a great race today. Probably somebody in a Toyota on fast tracks like Atlanta and Daytona and Talladega, there will probably be a Toyota victor, but there's a lot of Toyotas out there. So anybody could win. And we still don't know what's going to happen yet because most of the tracks are different than Daytona.
Right. Also, hey, by the way, no big crashes in this one. I guess every Daytona 500, there's at least one. I won't say the red or black flag the race, but there's usually one big crash. It really wasn't. I'm glad. I mean, I don't like, and people say they like to see the crashes. That's fine. I don't care about those people, but I didn't see, there was nothing really as far, you know, earth shattering when it came to accidents in this race. And that's actually a good thing to see for once.
It is a good thing to see. Again, those restrictor plates that slow everybody down.
Yeah, down to 200 miles an hour.
Everybody goes the same speed, so it's hard to get away from people. Some drivers don't like it, but that's what, when somebody gets out of shape, which happened and coming out of the last turn today, the guy that was leading, Matt Kenseth, tried to block Denny Hamlin, and he got sideways and could have taken out the whole field, but he lifted and the car got back in line. So he comes out of the last turn in first place. He winds up 14th.
I'm going to, we got about a minute left here. And by the way, this is the Stat Man from the Speed Freaks here. You can hear them Sunday night, 7 o'clock. On the Sports Byline Radio Network on Sirius and XM Channel 90. I forget what channel you're on, but I'm on Sirius and XM Channel 93. This is Sports Overnight America. I just got to ask you, you're a Cleveland Brown fan. Is there a possibility they could just move the training camp and not tell Manziel where it is this coming summer? Maybe he just won't show up?
I think they're going to invite Manziel to do anything but remember the word Cleveland after March 9th when the new season starts.
I can't imagine having all that ability. Or let's put it this way. Let's just say it's not all that ability, but it's enough to at least get signed by a professional sports franchise, and you want it effing up like that just because you feel like being an idiot.
It's to call Cleveland a professional sports franchise might be a stretch the last 15 or 20 years.
You know, the great Reggie Rucker may disagree with you on that, Bill.
Yeah, well, you know, I could throw out Ernest Biner. I could throw out a whole bunch of names that would.
Ernest Biner made that fumble, but I got news for you. They're not even in that game if Ernest Biner wasn't in it to begin with. That happens. You know, Bill Buckner had 2,800 career hits. Ball went through his legs. That's what you're going to remember. Hey, Bill, thanks for your time, man. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, partner. Have a good night.
I'll talk to you on Sunday. The Stat Man, ladies and gentlemen, from the Speed Freaks, along with Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys. You can hear them Sundays at 7 right here on Sports Byline Radio Network on Sirius and XM Radio. Our thanks to the Stat Man, of course, Denny Hamlin. Once again, closest Daytona 500 ever. Won it by 1/100th of a second. That's 8 inches. That's the length of a... It's 8 inches, kids. Your call's next. Sports Overnight America. Our thanks to Bill Woods.
Of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
They were just mad at me for imposing discipline and calling them stupid.
Yeehaw.
Clap, 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 clap.
All together now.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Where you can look further and see less than any other place on earth, according to John Updike. He was the editor of the Harvard Lampoon. He was a writer. You may have heard of him. Our thanks once again to the stat man from the crowd, from the Speed Freaks, for joining us talking about the Daytona 500. But we're going to bag the update right now, kids, because it is time for the intellectual portion of the program. Now, keep in mind, in about 8.5 minutes, we're going to be talking with Le Grand Dame Fromage of the Crockpot Mamas, great Lisa Kosich. But right now, sorry, trying to keep a straight face. Time to head out to the intellectual portion of the program, and for that, we go to Galveston County, Tejas. We talk to our friend Christian. Christian, welcome to Sports Overnight America, my friend. How are you?
Good evening, Jerry Burke. I'm doing all right. Fine.
Yeah, are you going to come down and see me in San Antonio in April?
I wish I could, but I probably won't.
You suck.
I know I do, but what can you do?
Start hitchhiking now. I'll meet you there.
Okay, I understand that.
No, you didn't. What's on your mind, my friend? You got about 4 minutes here.
Okay, first of all, I want to talk about the NBA trade deadline. And to be honest, I've got to ask. Who do you think, I mean, which team?
I think the Clippers did. I think the Clippers did really well. I think the
Who do you think did the worst when it comes down to
My Boston Celtics. They didn't do anything. These are guys. This is a team that has all the chips. I mean, they have draft picks. They have cap room. I'm not one to double. To challenge Danny Ainge's intellect when it comes to basketball. The man knows what he's doing. He's stockpiled first round picks. They got the Brooklyn Nets first round pick. The worst pick they're going to have is a 7. It could be a number 1, and they have their own first round pick. They have cap room. They could have got rid of David Lee and the remainder of his $15 million contract, which I think about a third of that is left. And for some reason, they didn't do anything. And there has to be a method to the madness, and I don't know what it is, but I was really disappointed in what the Boston Celtics did.
But they're still in the playoffs, huh?
Well,
right?
That's not the point. Yeah, they're in. Sure, of course they are, and they're in the Eastern Conference, and they're, I think, nine or ten games above 500. They're going to make the postseason, and that's hunky-dory. That's all well and good. I just thought maybe they were going to do some. Truth be told, they probably had offers for a couple of their draft picks, and I would bet a matchbox to a Slinky that said, okay, that's fine, you can have that, but you have to take David Lee. And every team that was waved in front of them went, yeah, right, okay, not going
to
happen.
In my opinion, I thought the Rockets had the worst trade deadline, and I'm not trying to be a homer here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Dwight Howard and James Harden were basically trying to figure whose ass was going to go first.
Well, that, you know, the Dwight Howard to Boston, that was the thing. I know people in Boston. I lived there for years. Some people with WEEI, the people from the Boston Herald, they were all, and even the Phoenix were saying, look, he's coming here. It's just a matter of what we're willing to give up. Evidently, what Houston wanted as opposed to what Boston wanted to get. I'm telling you, I would bet anything that David Lee had to be part of the package, and Houston balked at that. And if that's the case, Houston did the smart thing. Boston got, you know, held with David Lee, who doesn't want to be there. You know, that's just one of those things that's going to happen, I guess.
Right, right.
What, now, what else is on your mind?
Another thing I want to talk about, I know you barely follow the world of mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
Even though we got two, I mean, even though this network, Sports Byline USA, has two professional wrestling and MMA journalists on staff.
Right.
But still, point of the matter is, when it comes down to the Bellator 149 co-main event and main event, you had Kimbo Slice.
A couple guys in there like my age that were fighting, basically.
Yeah, four guys, actually. Kimbo Slice, Kevin Ferguson defeated the Fear Dollar 5000 Harris via TKO.
I know, and honest to God, did you feel the earth rotate off its axis when that happened? I know I did.
Yes, I was laughing my ass off, but then when it was found out that Dollar 5000 went to the hospital because of heart failure because he had to drop 40 pounds.
Yeah, he was dehydrated, basically, is what happened.
Yeah, I felt a little bit sad, but now...
that's awfully nice of you, Christian. The man almost died. You felt bad for him. Good for you.
I know.
You got a minute. Yeah, less than a minute, Christian. What else is on your mind? Go.
Okay, but still, getting back on this, Ken Shamrock now saying that he felt wrong because he got TKO'd by Royce Gracie. So now I got to ask ASK.
Right.
Do you think that after these two main events that happened on Friday night that the Texas Department of Licensing and Registration should be blamed for these two main events happening the way that they did?
No, you know, I don't know how the regulations work down there in Texas, even if they have regulations at all. But something like this, this is up to the corporation, this is up to the UFC and the MMA to make sure that what they have in there are healthy people. Maybe it's like anything else. I don't want to point a finger at anybody in particular. Look, evidently they passed a physical. Maybe they have to be a little more stringent on what the qualifications are or what you have to pass to get into the octagon. Hey, Christian, thanks for your time, my friend.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you on social media.
To which you can do by getting a hold of me on Facebook. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. I'm lazy about Twitter, but you can follow us at Sports Overnight. Talking with the Crockpot Mama next, kids. This is Sports Overnight America.
Jelly fever made me feel right. But I must admit it got the best of me.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Hell yeah!
Oh, Nina Simone.
Sing it, girl.
Hello to mama.
Oh, I hear this, man. I gotta take a shower and smoke a cigarette.
Spreading dirty rumors,
yeah,
it's all around the neighborhood.
Big Mama Blues, Nina Simone.
They say you mean an evil.
And of course, every time you hear the Big Mama Blues with Nina Simone, that means it is time to check in with La Grande Fromage Dame of the Crockpot Mamas. That means she's the big cheese chick. Go on Facebook and check out the Crockpot Mamas, or go to crockmoms.com. Now, she was supposed to be with us a couple of days ago, but evidently there was some kind of a power outage in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, by the way, which is nothing more than Alabama, bookended by Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
To weather this old storm.
This has been one of the great additions to this radio program since I got new headphones and a new ashtray. This is a woman whose coattails I'm going to ride to fame and fortune. I was just stalling till this part came on. The great Lisa Kozich joins us here from the Crockpot Mamas on Sports Overnight America. Hey, sweetheart, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jerry Burke. How are you?
Emotionally, I'm doing mediocre right now. Why? What the hell is going on here with my? Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, there we go. I had a little bit of problem. I'm doing fantastic now. I really, really am.
Oh, that's great. Did you have a wonderful weekend?
I kept a couple of receipts. I think. See, we had the Chinese New Year's parade on Saturday here in San Francisco, and that is huge in the city of San Francisco. I mean, it's like the biggest parade west of the Mississippi, no joke. And I'm not Asian. It's the year of the monkey. But I celebrate it in my own way. I got really, really drunk, and I stood on top of the Stockton Street Tunnel to watch the parade, and I almost fell off yet again.
Oh, my gosh.
It happens every year. It happens every year.
Okay. It's kind of like here in Pittsburgh. Like, we live for the St. Patrick's Day parade, and that's actually coming up, in March.
Coincidentally, yeah, March 17th yet again. Strange.
Yes. I mean, it just happens every year, same day,
But here's the point. What are the three biggest St. Patrick's Day parades in America? I've been in two of them, actually.
Really?
Yep.
And where was it at?
Well, the biggest one, of course, is in New York City.
Number
three is in Boston. Where do you think the second largest St. Patrick's Day parade in the country takes place?
In San Francisco.
Savannah, Georgia.
No way.
They have a 365 St. Patrick's Day committee in this beautiful building near, I want to say it's near Chippewa or near Forsyth Square. In downtown Savannah. Oh, the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Savannah. Because first off, you have to remember, in Savannah, it's legal to walk around with alcohol, drinking it.
Really?
The St. Patrick's Day, if you've never been or have seen the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Savannah, Georgia, amongst the Spanish moss flinging from the trees, there's some flaky people in that town. It's a lot of fun. I used to live in Savannah, and I was part of the parade one time for a rock station, I-95, that I worked at, and for a TV station. And it's a lot of fun. It really, really is, if you get a chance to check it out. Just saying.
Wow.
But, yeah, and Scranton, Pennsylvania has a great one. San Francisco's is really good. But Savannah, Georgia is the St. Patrick's Day parade. I mean, it's just, I couldn't, when I found out how big this thing was, I was like, yeah, right. And then I found out how big it was. It's unbelievable. I mean, I've been in Boston before that. I thought that was pretty goddamn big. This thing is huge.
Wow. Well, man, I mean, well, with our parade in Pittsburgh, it is wild. I mean, it starts early in the morning. They call it the kegs and the eggs are green. You know, they put the dye in, and it starts early, the parade, and then afterward, it just doesn't stop.
Well, here's the thing. Pittsburgh's big on like the Slavics and Poles and Nords. And I know they do have a few Irishmen there. I mean, I'm guessing Michael Keaton, for example. But I didn't think it was that big of an Irish population in Pittsburgh for them to give a rat's ass to even know it was in March.
No, it's actually, you know, it's pretty happening. I mean, I'm Italian, and even for that day, I'm proud to kind of just pretend that I'm Irish.
You know, there are those of us who are Irish and the rest of you who would like to be seen. I was made in Canada with Irish parts. I was conceived in Canada, but I was made with Irish parts. I have a T-shirt that actually says that. I don't know where I got it from, but it's a really cool T-shirt. The Great Lisa Coaches, Le Grand Dom Fromage, that's the big cheese chick, from the Crockpot Mamas, joins us here on Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. So, hey, listen, before we get into we don't need more games, but baseball season is coming up. The pitchers and catchers have reported. I thought we'd throw together some baseball recipes because I was too lazy to think of anything else. But we're going to get to that in a little bit. Why don't you enlighten the minions that are, unfortunately for them, listening to this radio program. Explain to them exactly who you are, what you do, and how is it you're going to make me rich and famous by riding on your coattails.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Lisa Kozich, and I'm the owner and creator of Crockpot Moms. If you haven't heard of that, you're probably like, what the heck is that? Basically, it's just a food blog where you guys can go on and find the amazing recipes. You can cook for your girlfriends or make your own stuff. I mean, we have amazing recipes.
How many people do you have following that thing?
We have right now, I have almost 900,000 fans.
Jesus Christ. I don't have that many. I hope you've been sending them over my way.
I have been. I mean, we talk about the radio show, and hopefully they're just liking your status. I mean, every time we post about you, you know, you get more fans.
Are any of them desperate and lonely? That's what I'm concerned with. No, yeah, I'm desperate and lonely. And like I said before, I'm willing to forego looks for a certain sense of moral casualness.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to do that matchmaker episode,
yeah, okay.
You know, with me going on TV and you coming to visit. That could be definitely
that. We'll do that. I mean, I photograph well. I do.
Yeah. You cook well, too.
I do a lot of things well, but some of it we won't get into right now.
Okay. Back to commercial. No, just
Lisa Kozich from the Crockpot Mamas joins us. So first off, on Facebook, you go to Crockpot Mamas. That's easy enough. But Crock Moms, how long has that website been up?
Okay, so the website Crock Moms has been around since 2011, and we're kind of working on it right now because I basically focused on my Facebook page, but you can go to my website at crockmoms.com as well, and if you guys try out any of the recipes, send me an email at crockandmoms@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you, or message us on Facebook, you know, facebook.com/crockpotmama, and ask us anything, or send us your pictures of you trying out the recipes. We also love to hear any tips.
All right. That's with a P, T-I-P-S. Hey, turn your volume down a little bit on your Skype, honey. Just a little bit, because I'm getting a little feedback. There you are. That's much better. Thank you. Can you hear me okay still? All right. Thank you. I was going to say, basically how this started was a couple of months ago during football season, and I forgot exactly how it was that you and I came into contact with each other. I may have been drunk in a bar for all I know. But what we did was we would take one game in the NFL per week, and we would take the teams that were participating in it. I'm just throwing this out there arbitrarily. Let's say Philadelphia was taking on Baltimore, and we took foods that are indigenous or local to that area. Philadelphia, for example, of course, cheesesteaks. And in Baltimore, crabs. That's big down there. And we would do some kind of crockpot recipe for tailgaters for the upcoming game that week. Football season, of course, has come to an end, but what we do have coming up is baseball season. Now, here's the problem, Mike. Tailgating with baseball, yeah, they do it, but it's not the experience that it is with the weekly thing with the NFL. People out there grilling. I mean, you come here to Oakland, you'll see people out there during day games, but it's not the big event that they have there. But you still have some recipes that are – some certain foods, that is, I guess, that are – I won't say exclusive to baseball, but they're – You kind of equate them with baseball. Hot dogs, for example. You equate that, and beer. I equate beer with baseball. Nothing against people who get drunk at football games. I'm all for that. But hot dog and a beer at a baseball game always taste better. So what we're going to do during the course of the baseball season is we're going to try to come up with a way once a week to try to enhance people's baseball experiences through crockpot cooking. Does that make any sense to you whatsoever? Because I'm making this up as we go.
I think it makes awesome sense.
That was a question. You're supposed to respond to the question there, Lisa.
No, I'm answering. I mean, I think it's a great thing. I mean, there's tailgating at any sports event. I mean, you go to tennis. I mean, anything. There's some kind of tailgate.
Tennis tailgates. They must be a raucous crowd.
Listen, how about the race cars?
The NASCAR people. Oh, now, those people are on a different planet altogether. That's different. That's like going to a Skynyrd concert. I've been to the Pocono 500. I've been to Watkins Glen. I've been to Talladega. And, yeah, that's a different animal altogether.
That's like the king of tailgating right there.
Yeah, well, especially the girls in the T-shirts. They seem to like to tailgate. That's just I need to get a life. All right, Lisa Kojus from Crockpot Mamas. Baseball season's coming up. We thought we'd do something with hot dogs and something different. As we get going into the pitchers and catchers, spring training starting up. My Red Sox are looking a little better this year. Your Pirates, they've been looking good lately. Clint Hurdle et al. With the Andrew McCutchen and company over there at PC. By the way,
that's my guy.
You guys are going to be going back and wearing a lot of your uniforms from the We Are Family era this year. Did you see that?
Yes, I have. I mean, I'm a Pirates fan.
Right, I know that, or at least who you're a fan of, whoever I tell you to be that particular day, because we're trying to kiss their ass. So I tell you what, we got about 5 minutes here. Why don't you tell everyone what you got going on here as far as baseball and hot dog food going from the Crockpot Mamas, my sweets.
Okay, so are we ready for our amazing recipe? We're going to, I love how you said, like, when you think of baseball, you think of hot dog, beer. Well, I think of hot dog, beer, mac and cheese, and kielbasa.
Mac and cheese with salsa. Oh, God, that's my favorite.
See, I like to put sour cream in it. You don't, but I do like the sour cream and the salsa. You were telling me.
Yes, I do. I also, no, but I say mac and cheese. I make my own homemade mac and cheese, but with salsa on it. Oh, it's to die. Well, I like spicy, though.
Yes. Yeah. And you bake it, right?
I bake it. Oh, by the way, before we get to this, did you hear what I'm doing in April?
No, what
Speaking
are you doing?
Speaking of spicy, for those of you in the Texas, in the San Antonio area, April 16th, I will be landing in San Antonio, Texas. April 17th, which is a Sunday, I will be at Chunky's Burgers in San Antonio, and I will be attempting to eat the Four Horsemen Burger. The Four Horsemen Burger is a burger I think a couple thousand people have tried, and only about a dozen have done it. I'm not going to be able to do it, but I'm going to give it the old college try. It's jalapenos, serranos, habaneros, and the hottest pepper in the world, the ghost chili pepper. There's three of them on this burger. You have to eat it in 25 minutes, and then wait 5 minutes before you can have some ice cream. Go to Man vs. Food on YouTube. Check out the Four Horsemen Burger. This thing is going to hurt. Twice.
Yeah.
But anyway, go
next day.
Yeah, twice it's going to hurt. Yeah, well, you got about 3.5 minutes. Why don't you tell us what we're going to be eating here hot dog-wise for baseball?
Okay, so I was telling you about the mac and cheese, and Jerry, you said you make this amazing one, but for this one, it's really easy. If you have your slow cooker, you're just going to have 18 ounces of macaroni that's uncooked, okay? You can just spray your crock pot, with nonstick cooking spray. Just put in your 8 ounces of macaroni uncooked, 3 cups of cheddar cheese, 9 ounces of cream cheese, 2.5 cups of milk, 13 ounces of that evaporated milk, and salt and pepper. Let it cook for 2 hours on high, and boom, you have this amazing ooey gooey easy mac and cheese.
We love ooey and gooey, don't we?
It is so, oh my gosh, it's addicting. Everybody's
that went right by you, didn't it?
Oh, or I'm just used to you and I'm moving on.
I don't blame you.
So we have these amazing, like when you're, at a baseball game, you think hot dogs. Well, first of all, make a slow cooker spicy chili, okay, where you could just eat it with crackers and some cheese, or you could get a spoonful and put it on your favorite hot dog. So just get a pound of your ground beef. Jerry Bird.
I was going to ask you what your favorite hot dog is, but I'm just going to leave that one alone.
I do like Nathan's. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, I'm in Coney Island. I've been there a few times. Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. So get a pound of ground beef, brown it and drain it, 16 ounces of red kidney beans, 10.5 ounce of French onion soup, 6 ounce of tomato paste, 4 ounce of canned diced green chilies, 3 cup water, 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 2 tablespoons of cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, some salt, some hot pepper sauce, and then put your cheese as a garnish.
That's hot.
And boom, put that all over your dog. Oh, and make sure you guys, when you're cooking that chili, cover it and cook on low for 4 to 6 hours, and then just spoon it on when you're done, either in a bowl with your crackers right. or as a, you know, a delicious garnish to your favorite hot
Have you
dog.
Seen the new slow cookers at Williams-Sonoma, by the way?
No, I have to check it out.
I'm turning the volume down a little bit. I'm getting that feedback. I'm a Williams-Sonoma junkie. My best friend works at Williams-Sonoma, and so that's, they get a 40% off everything, which means I get 40% off. And my kitchen looks like a Williams-Sonoma showroom. There are certain things maybe there aren't Williams-Sonoma showrooms like my vodka, but they, I mean, I buy a lot of stuff at Williams-Sonoma, but they have a new slow cooker there and an indoor flameless grill. I have to get up at the slow cooker. This thing is so, I got a picture of it. I'll have to send it to you, but it is absolutely incredible.
Is it, why is it have like an app too? I've been seeing slow cookers that have apps now.
I don't know what the hell you would call it, but it's really, really cool. And it's only a couple $100. I don't know, 250. It's $250, but I get like 40% off. So, you know, it works out. It's good to be Jerry, in other words. Hey, listen, we got about a minute and a half left. Why don't you tell everyone where they can get those recipes? Once again, how they can get a hold of you. And if you got anything you want to shamelessly pimp out, knock yourself out.
Okay. Well, you guys can follow me at Twitter at CrockinMoms, or you can get me on Instagram at CrockpotMoms. And, you know, like I said, just go to my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/crockpotmama, or you can find me on Facebook on my public figure page as Lisa Kozich. But if you just go on our Facebook page, it's Crockpot Moms, or even just Google Crockpot Moms, you can find me. And we just have tons of recipes from women and men all around the world. I have fans in every state, global. And, you know, recently we are signing like major deals with, you know, digital space, TV shows, radio, you know, television. It's just going to be such an amazing year. And so thanks for giving me the opportunity, Jerry, to come on. And thanks everyone for listening.
I'm not altruistic about it. I'm not a nice guy. I'm doing this because I want in. Anything that will line my pockets and get me laid, I want in. This has absolutely nothing to do with me being a nice guy. You know that, right?
Yes, I agree. I'm just kidding.
Oh, really? Really? You're gonna do that to me? Really?
No, Jerry, you are a nice guy. You know that.
Don't tell anybody. We are secret, okay? Hey, Lisa, stay on the line for me, my friend. The great Lisa Kozich, she's La Grande Dame Fromage of the Crockpot Mamas. Go to crockmoms.com. Check her out on Facebook, Crockpot Mamas. Or just get a hold of me on Facebook. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. I'll send you towards her. She knows what she's doing. This lady's got like a million followers. It's just, this is why I'm so nice to her. Like I said, I'm not a nice guy. I just want in on this because it's going to line my pockets and get me laid. Those idiots at the USA Network next with the news. This is Sports Overnight America. Our thanks to Lisa Kozich from the Crockpot Mamas.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products, service availability.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.